I'd call that a crevasse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And a small rising land would be
a hill.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob about land?
No.
What about something a whole lot bigger than a hill? Be a
mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp
would be a cliff.
And talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Several cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountain where the road goes across in a low place, not the valley, but you still up a low place between mountains, mm-hmm. would be a.
Gap.
Okay. And do they have any mountains?
No. That's why I'm at a loss here.
Where would be the, somewhere in North Louisiana, fairly high elevation.
The highest elevation in the state is 550 feet. And it's in, I think it's Morehouse Parish, which is two parishes up near the Arkansas line. Mm.
Have you been up in the mountains in Arkansas lately?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And gunfighters on television, for every man that they kill, they cut a little
notch.
Do you ever hear the word notch used to refer to the gap you were talking about?
No.
And a small stream of water you'd call a
bar.
Okay, what else?
Creek.
What's the difference?
Well, a bay is one is in a flat area, and it's a drain off from heavy rains.
Mm-hmm.
It's used for that, and it's usually filled with vegetation, pretty thick. It's always in a flat area.
It's sluggish.
Sluggish, slow moving, and a creek is a rapid running stream in the hills.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something smaller than a creek?
A stream. No, smaller than a creek. Well, hell, I don't know.
What about something that runs dry when it doesn't rain?
That to me is a creek.
Okay. And something bigger than a creek would be a
river.
What are the names of some of the creeks and rivers and things around here?
Well, we have Kasatchee Creek, which is the most beautiful thing you ever laid your eyes on. And it's in a virgin forest. And it's just like it was the day God made it. It's
that right out. National Forest?
Yeah. It's fantastic. Beautiful white sand. It's just beautiful.
Is that an Indian name?
Kasatchee, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, that's the primary creek. Now, off of Kasatchee Creek are some places they call bayous that are really creeks. But they call them that. There's Bayou Booby out here. There's Bayou Pier that goes from Natchitoches to all the way to Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just, they're two dimensions of name.
What about rivers and things?
Of course, there's Cane River here, right in front of the house. And there's Red River north of us here. And there's Chaplain's Lake.
What about
Little River and Old River and
the one that's the border between
Sabine River. Of course, it's no longer there, you know. Sabine River is no longer there. That's Toledo Bend Reservoir now.
Huh.
See, that's the biggest lake, you know, man-made lake in the South.
How big is it?
It's 92 miles long and 12 miles wide.
Did they move things around very much when they built that? I mean,
all those people were moved out of the area. Mm-hmm. Churches, cemeteries, whole communities.
So the people who would now live due west of here, they would have been displaced?
That's right. Some of them, well, they went in different places. That's a huge lake, see. Fantastic lake. It goes all the way from the north Louisiana border to the Gulf.
What's it dropped off and went over several feet.
Waterfall.
And a place where a boat stopped and where freight's unloaded.
A dock.
And what different kinds of roads are there around here?
There's dirt roads, sandy roads, gravel roads, blacktop roads, and highways.
What do they put in blacktop roads?
Asphalt.
Is there another name for asphalt or what some people would call?
Tar or pitch.
Okay, that's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about a little road off the main road? You call that a...
I would just call that a lane.
Would a lane have to have trees or fence on both sides?
Not necessarily.